Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance to play for you each week songs I love and occasionally put in an oddball thing, a reading, a story, something a little different, and I call those things wombats. And I've got two wombats tonight. So it's a double wombat night. And the first one comes up fairly quickly, about the fourth, fifth thing. So let's see. We'll start off with what I think one of the great love songs of all time. It's by the Oak Ridge Boys called You're the One. And if you ever fall in love and want to tell the person that that you did, play this song for them. Of course, you may have to adjust for the musical taste. If they don't like this kind of music, don't do it. But it says it pretty clear. This is You're the One by the Oak Ridge Boys. You're the One by the Oak Ridge Boys. And they do get into that. Well, next up is a sort of a metaphor. The song is called Farther to Fall by David Wilcox. And I love the image. What he's saying is take the example of walking along a railroad track. And let's say you're walking on level ground. And then let's say you're walking on a trestle over a river with no protective sides. Now, it's no harder to keep your balance on the rail, in a sense, whether you're walking over a deep fall or just along the ground. But when there's so much farther to fall, it's a lot scarier. When the risk goes up, keeping your balance becomes more difficult. And the idea is that a lot of life is like that. So we're going on to farther to fall and think about your life. Have there been times when it was farther to fall? Thank you.
walking on the railroad rails, leaning into one another, balancing so we won't fail into time's friends and lovers. We're still holding hands past the place I quit before. On this high trestle span, the distance down is what we must ignore. Balance is no harder after all. Out across this bridge so tall, balance is no harder. It's just that you've got farther. Now you just got farther to fall. Walking on the railroad rails, out across this deep commitment, I can feel your fingernails hanging on to old resentment. And I miss that easy smile, lately it's a tight wire frown. But we've come so many miles, we can make it if we don't look down. Balance is no harder after all. Out across this bridge so tall, balance is no harder. It's just that you've got farther. Now you just got farther to fall. Farther to fall. Looking all the way down, maybe you'll drown in it all. But you like to walk this rail for two, as long as words like wife aren't said. Something comes over you when you see that span of life. Now you make your choice. Will you turn around and walk away? Tremble in your voice. Turn to me, smile and say, hey, balance is no harder after all. Walking on this bridge so tall, balance is no harder. It's just that you've got farther. Now you just got farther to fall. Balance is no harder. It's just that you've got farther. Now you just got farther to fall.
Farther to Fall by David Wilcox. And balance is no harder. Just that you've got farther to fall. Well, here comes our first wombat, and it's a wombat because it's me singing. This is a recording of me singing at a weekend. I've mentioned many times I belong for 30-some years to the New York City Pine Woods Folk Music Club, and we had weekends and weeks and parties and things, and on the weekends there was always a campers concert, on the week too, and so if you wanted to, you could volunteer and get up and sing a song, and I did the song that I'm going to play for you now, and I'm not playing it because I want you to hear me. I have a decent voice. I'm not a great singer. I'm not like these people I'm playing on this show, but what I want you to hear is the chorus. These are my friends and the people in the Pine Woods Club who are on the weekend sitting in the chorus, out sitting in the audience out in front of me. There must have been 50, 60 people there that day, and many of them are great singers and great harmony singers, and they knew this song, so they join me, and I want you to hear the experience and how wonderful it felt to me to be leading a song with all these great voices chiming in and doing things and playing with it. And listen for all the different things you'll hear. There's one little group that that knows a slightly different version of part of the song, and they're want to get it in there. So by the end of the song, when their little part comes up, they belt it out, and you can hear sort of like a little counterpart chorus going on. Here we go. This song is called One Day I Will, and I have a little introduction to it that I gave at the concert. You'll hear that too. So here we go with One Day I Will.
I got this song from Jeff Davis, who I guess is probably my favorite singer. It has a chorus, and I may have to change the key once before. I never have seen the face of my Savior, but serving Him has been such a thrill. I never have seen the gates to the city. One day I will. One day I'm gonna walk on the streets of pure gold, and they tell me that has never yet been told. I'll be united with my loved ones on Zion's holy hill. One day I will. From the day I first met Him, He has been all to me. My life with joy He has filled. I'm longing for the day when my eyes shall behold Him. And one day I will. One day I'm gonna walk on the streets of your gold, and they tell me the path has never yet been told. I'll be united with my loved ones on Zion's holy hill. One day I will. My mother, then my father, have gone on before me, and oh, how I miss them still. But my God has told me I will meet them over Jordan. And one day I will. One day I'm gonna walk on the streets of your home, and they tell me the path has never yet been told. I'll be united on those loved ones who once sang beside us, and now stand on Zion's high hill. But I know that one day we will again sing together.
One day I will. One day.
That was me, Harry Baia, singing One Day I Will. I'll just mention, when I learned the song, there were only two verses, so I wrote the last two verses, and I think they're pretty good for me, for an amateur songwriter. Now we're moving on to Already Gone by Sugarland, and it's kind of the story of a child growing up. There comes a point in life when your children leave you. And sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, but it has to happen. It almost always happens. So this is just one little vignette, one little story of that happening. And it's called Already Gone.
My mama mapped out the road that she knows. We're changing shape, we're changing hold. In my hand-me-down Mercury, ready to roll. She knew say the first time won't ever last. But that didn't stop me the first time he laughed. All my friends tried to warn me the day that we met. Girl, don't you lose your heart yet. But his dark eyes dared me with danger, and sparks fly like flame to a paper. Fire in his touch burning me up, but still I held on, 'cause I was already gone. I was already gone. I was already gone. Life is a runaway train you can't wait to jump on. The last time I saw him, we packed up my things, and he smiled like the first time. He told me his name, and we cried with each other. We split the blame for the parts that we couldn't change. Pictures, dishes, and socks, it's our whole life.
Already Gone by Sugarland. Next up is Another Lonesome Morning by the Cox Family. One interesting thing about music is the moods it can create inside us. The blues, a very interesting tradition of singing something sad. And here's a sad song, Another Lonesome Morning. And yet, it's not quite the same as wallowing in self-pity. There's something undesirable about that. But somehow being in touch with your blue side has something confirming in it, and I think this song captures that. So this is called Another Lonesome Morning by the Cox Family.
Another lonesome morning, another long, lonesome day. You'll have to live without him. The morning seems to say, another lonesome morning. You thought you didn't care, but morning dreams will find you wishing he were there. A barbed white
sound that he used to love through the rustle of the leaves, through the rustle of the leaves.
Another Lonesome Morning by the Cox Family. Well, now comes the next wombat. I told you it was a two-wombat show. This is a poem written by James Weldon Johnson. And let me tell you a little about him. He was a black poet. He was born in 1871. And he had a kind of a varied career. He was a high school principal. Then he was a consul in Venezuela. He was the executive secretary of the NAACP at one point. But anyway, he did got around. But the part that that interests us here is when his brother, John Roseman Johnson, graduated from the New England Conservatory of Music in 1897, they began to write songs and musicals together, with James writing the lyrics and John writing the music. They actually wrote an opera called Tallulah, but were unable to get it produced. Their most famous work, however, is the song Lift Every Voice and Sing, which has become known as the Black National Anthem. James and his brother eventually moved to New York and teamed up with Bob Cole. Between the three of them, they made hundreds of songs for Broadway productions and other entertainment ventures. So he did publish a lot of books and poetry and stuff. But one of the things that he was most famous for is this poem he's going to read now. It's called The Creation. And he wrote it with the idea of making it sort of in the tradition of a Negro sermon. So it's something I heard back when I was in college and was very impressed with. Just a beautiful rendition of a beautiful poem. And it's about God's creation of the universe.
Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Just give me that old that old-time religion, give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me.
Oh Lord, we come this morning knee bowed and body bent before thy throne of grace. Oh Lord, this morning bow our hearts beneath our knees and our knees in some lonesome valley. We come this morning like empty pitchers to a full fountain with no merits of our own. Oh Lord, open up a window of heaven and lean far out over the battlements of glory and listen this morning.
Come here, Lord, come here, Lord, come here, Lord. Sinner crying, come here, Lord.
And God stepped out on space, and he looked around and he said, I'm lonely. I'll make me a world. And as far as the eye of God could see, darkness covered everything. blacker than 100 midnights down in a cypress swamp. And God smiled, and the light broke. The darkness rolled up on one side, and the light stood shining on the other. And God said, "That's good." And God reached out and took the light in his hands, and God rolled the light around in his hand until he made the sun. And he set that sun ablazing in the heavens. And the light that was left from making the sun, God gathered it up in a shining ball and flung it against the darkness, spangling the night with the moon and the stars. And down between the darkness and the light, God hurled the world. And God said, "That's good." Then God himself stepped down. The sun was on his right hand. The moon was on his left. The stars were clustered above his head, and the earth was under his feet. And God walked, and where he trod, his footprints hollowed the valleys out and bulged the mountains up. And God stopped and looked and saw that the earth was hot and barren. So God stepped over to the edge of the world and spat out the seven seas. He batted his eyes and the lightnings flashed. He clapped his hands and the thunders rolled. And the waters above the earth came down. The cooling waters came down. Then the green grass sprouted and the little red flowers blossomed. The pine tree pointed his finger to the sky and the oak spread out his arms. The lakes curdled down in the hollows of the ground and the rivers ran down to the sea. And God smiled again and the rainbow appeared and curled itself around his shoulders. Then God raised his arm and he waved his hand over the sea and over the land. And he said, bring forth. And quicker than God could drop his hand, fishes and fowls and beasts and birds swam the rivers and seas, roamed the forests and woods, and split the air with their wings. And God said, "That's good." Then God walked around. And God looked around on all that he had made. He looked at his sun. He looked at his moon. He looked at his little stars. He looked on his world with all its living things. And God said, "I'm lonely still." Then God sat down on the side of a hill where he could think. By a deep, wide river, he sat down. With his head in his hands, God thought and thought. Till he thought, "I'll make me a man." Up from the bed of the river, God scooped the clay. And by the bank of the river, he kneeled him down. And there the great God Almighty, who lit the sun and fixed it in the sky, who flung the stars to the farmost corner of the night, who rounded the earth in the middle of his hand, this great God, like a mammy bending over her baby, kneeled down in the dust, toiling over a lump of clay, till he shaped it in his own image. Then into it he blew the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
Yes, he's taken my feet out of my clay, and he's placed upon the right side of my
That was a reading of The Creation by James Weldon Johnson. Next up is Ghost in This House by Alison Krauss, and it's a broken heart and an empty house. And it's a sad song, but the fact that it's about a ghost is interesting because the song in itself is haunting. So this is Alison Krauss, Ghost in This House.
I don't pick up the mail. I don't pick up the phone. I don't answer the door. I just soon be alone. I don't keep this place up. I just keep the lights down. I don't live in these rooms. I just rattle around.
I'm just a ghost in this house. Just a shadow upon these walls. As quietly as a mouse, I haunt these halls. I'm just a whisper of smoke. I'm all that's left of two hearts on fire. Once burned out of control, you took my body and soul. I'm just a ghost in this house.
I don't care if it rains. I don't care if it's clean. I don't stay in me. There's another ghost here. He sits down in your chair.
Ghost in this house. I'm just a shadow upon these walls. I'm living proof of the damage heartbreak does. I'm just a whisper. Left of two hearts on fire that once burned out of control. You took my body and soul. I'm just a ghost in this house. That once burned out of control. You took my body and soul. I'm just a ghost in this house.
Ghost in This House by Alison Krauss. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, FM 90.7. And you can pick us up on the web at WEHCFM.com. And also, if you happen to have something like an Alexa or a Google device, you can all tell it to play radio station WEHC, and it will connect, usually. So that's who we are and what we're doing. And I'm playing my favorite songs and wombats. Those strange things, like the poem, The Creation, that's a wombat. And so I have no more wombats. Well, The song after the next one's a little bit strange, so it might be a wombat. But the next song isn't. It's called American Stranger by Happy Traum. And I often talk about relationships on this show, and there's so many phases. You know, there's the search, trying to find someone. Then there's the courtship, trying to win someone. And all the problems that come with that, winning, losing, and progress, and giving up, and not giving up. And then there's being together, and falling in love, and all that. And then you've got the whole other end of the process. Well, anyway, this particular song is about a guy who's, he's chasing someone, and it sounds like he's going to fail. But he has not given up yet, so let's wish him luck. Anyway, it's set back in early part of the American history. It's called American Stranger by Happy Traum.
To this country from America I came. No one here that knows me yet can tell my name. I landed in this country to wander for a while. Far from my bonnie darling, I'm many a weary mile. I travel this country both early and late. Trials have been many, and my hardships have been great. I courted a bonnie lass, but she jilted me right plain. Oft times she has denied me, but I'll try her again. Some say I'm rakish, some say that I am wild. Some say I am guilty, the lass is to beguile. But I'll prove them lying folk if you come along with me and be my lovely darling on the plains of America. My compliments to Nancy, who lives on yonder hill. Likewise unto Betsy, she's a lass I like full well. Ah, but give my love to Maggie, she's my heart's delight. I could roll her in my arm for a year long winter's night. For the ship that's on the salt, salt sea may sail without a sail. The little wee fishes grow until they turn into muckle whales. In the middle of the ocean they may grow a rowan tree. Before that I prove false to her that's given her love to me. So send me word, my darling, and westward I will sail. On a packet out of Leith, my dear, with a swift and a pleasant gale. And when that I am landed, you'll plight your troth with me. And we'll sing and dance together on the plains of America.
That was American Stranger by Happy Traum. And, well, I wish him luck. But, well, moving on now, the next song is almost a wombat because it's in Spanish. And I'll tell you a little bit about what it means later. But let me tell you how I ran into it. About 8 years ago, a friend in Abingdon invited me to go down to Colombia with her and her husband and her son and spend 2 weeks in Colombia, the country. And it was over Christmas and New Year's and stuff, and I had a great time. And one of the things that happened was on New Year's Eve, they were playing music at the party we had, And this song came on, and I loved it. I didn't understand a word of it. I just thought the music was great. And it happened that I won lots of points with the Colombians because this guy, the singer, Silvestre Dangond, is apparently one of the most popular singers in Colombia. And I had picked out one of his songs, and I'm going to play it for you. It's called La Indiferencia. And two things to tell you about it. The first is that the accordion player is named. The artists for the song are Silvestre Dangond and Juancho de la Espirella. And Juancho is the accordion player. And in a lot of Latin music, especially, I guess, in Colombia, but the accordion is a major instrument. So this guy gets equal billing with Silvestre Dangond and may even be more famous than he is. And listen for the accordion. It just makes the song. It's a wonderful accompaniment. Sometimes it's very quiet and just sort of gives a little rhythm. Other times it comes blasting in. But the accordion is used here to show all its full power. The second thing about it is, what's the song about? Well, I speak enough Spanish to understand parts of it, but not all of it. But I got the general idea. The guy is saying, hey, I know you want to leave, and I don't want you to leave. I want you to know how much I want you and how my heart is into this. But if you have to go, I wish you well, and I hope everything works out for you. But know that my heart is completely wrapped around you, and leaving me will break it. But if you have to go, then farewell. Fare thee well. So that's the essence of the word. But you won't. It's in Spanish. Also, there's quite an introduction while he talks to the audience and the band people. And I'm leaving that in because I enjoy it. It got a good, nice feel to it. There's a video of this on MTV. Look for La Indiferencia by Silvestre Dangond. And you can see him with the audience, working with him and all. Anyway, it's just a lot of fun, and I love the music, and I liked it first without knowing what it meant. So I hope you'll like it without understanding the words.
Quiero la indiferencia. Oye, que no cante esta canción aquí porque no quiero a Lucho Alonso. Oye, a mí eso me da pena, está pegándome un trago delante de ustedes, pero es que ya está la hora del desorden. ¿Quién no me aplaude esto a mí aquí ahora, bro? No, que se lo tomó usted también, usted es artista, más que yo. Oye, Chiqui, lo que te dice Mahana, cuidado con la asesina. Siento un dolor en mi corazón, siento que se acaba de verdad todo lo que vivimos los dos. Algún día tenía que terminar todo lo que vivimos los dos. Todo en la historia se quedará. El orgullo que a mí me mató ahora pudo más que la verdad.
Vamos nosotros, hombre.
Sé que yo no era el mejor hombre del mundo. Sé que me merezco que acabes con esto y punto. Pero ten presente todo lo que hemos pasado. Y si es suficiente un rumor para acabarlo. Y si has decidido no volver conmigo, suerte, mucha suerte, suerte en tu camino. Pero lo que quiero yo sinceramente es volver contigo, volver para siempre. Esa indiferencia tuya es la que me domina, me hace perder la calma, me hace sentir cosquillas. Y a pesar que terminamos, sigo pensando en ella, pensando en su sonrisa y pensando en su pelo. Ay, 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 mi vida, ay, ay, ay. Ay, no debes confiar en la maldad. El tiempo de dar a la razón. Cuando te enteres de la verdad.
Me fascina esto, ¿eh?
Tus amigas piensan que tú y yo somos la pareja ideal. Te digo que con mentiras no, te ruego no me hagas llorar. Ay, no estés esperando que yo me consiga otra. Ya me estoy cansando de los teatros que me montas. Ay, me iré de tu vida si de mí sigues dudando. Ay, cuando me decida, no te quiero ver llorar. Y si has decidido no volver conmigo, suerte, mucha suerte, suerte en mi camino. Pero lo que quiero yo, sinceramente, es volver contigo, volver para siempre. Esa indiferencia tuya es la que me domina, es el perder la calma, me hace sentir coquilla. Y a pesar que terminamos, sigo pensando en ella, pensando en su sonrisa y pensando en su pelo. Ay, 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 mi vida, ay, ay, ay. Pero uno comprueba si la canción se sabe, el público la canta, ¿no? Veámonos con el corito. Sí, vamos, Lucho, tú estás. Yo no valgo un peso, que el caballero quiere estar en esta canción. Si no te canta la canción, es porque no te quiere. ¿Oíste? Ah, esa indiferencia,
la que me domina,
y a pesar que terminamos, sigo pensando en ella, pensando en su sonrisa. El ayayay que sea más duro del corazón. Ay, 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 ay. ¡Vamos duro!
Ay, ay, ay,
mi vida. Ay, 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 ay. Otra vez, no lo he escuchado, Lucho. Ah. Y esa indiferencia tuya es la que me domina, me hace perder la calma, me hace sentir cosquilla. Y a pesar que terminamos, sigo pensando en ella, pensando en su sonrisa y pensando en su pelo. Ay, 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 mi vida.
Ay, ay, ay.
¡Vamos!
La Indiferencia by Sylvester Dangond and Juancho de la Esperella. And I may have said MTV. You can find it on YouTube. Look for La Indiferencia, Indifference, by Sylvester Dangond. Well, next up is another song from the Pinewoods group I was in for years. This is from a record a group made. It's called, the song's called I've Been Listening by Lucy Simpson. It's a gospel piece. Lucy was probably my primary mentor in gospel music, and she and several of her friends, who were wonderful singers, got together and made an album. And I think probably these same people were in that group you heard singing with me on One Day I Will. Probably Lucy was there that weekend. She was there most weekends. So these are the kind of voices that were singing. And here you get to hear them sort of much more clearly and realize what good people they were, what wonderful musicians and singers. Lucy especially just had a lovely voice, a calming, wonderful thing. And so here's a soft gospel tune called I've Been Listening by Lucy Simpson.
I've been listening all the night long, been listening all the day. I've been listening all the night long to hear some sinner pray.
I've been listening all the night long, been listening all the day. I've been listening all the night long to hear some sinner pray.
Some say John was a Baptist, some say he was a Jew, but the Bible does inform us he was a preacher too.
Some say John was a Baptist, some say he was a Jew, but the Bible does inform us he was a preacher too. I've been listening all the night long, been listening all the day. I've been listening all the night long to hear some sinner pray. I've been listening all the night long, been listening all the day. I've been listening all the night long to hear some sinner pray.
Go read the fifth of Matthew, Go read that chapter through. It is the guide to Christians and tells them what to do.
Go read the fifth of Matthew. Go read that chapter through. It is the guide to Christians and tells them what to do. I've been listening all the night long. Been listening all the day. I've been listening all the night long to hear some sinner pray. I've been listening all the night long. Been listening all the day. I've been listening all the night long to hear some sinner pray.
There was a search in heaven and all the earth around. John stood in sorrow, hoping a Savior could be found.
There was a search in heaven and all the earth around. John stood in sorrow, hoping a Savior could be found. I've been listening all the night long. Been listening all the day. I've been listening all the night long to hear some sinner pray. I've been listening all the night long. Been listening all the day. I've been listening all the night long to hear some sinner pray.
That was I've Been Listening by Lucy Simpson and some Pinewoods people. Sometimes I play songs about broken hearts, but this one, the last song for this show, is called Slow Burn by T.G. Shepherd, and it's about a relationship that's going well. So this is Slow Burn by T.G. Shepherd.
Got that dark hair falling across her shoulders. There's not a man alive that wouldn't wanna hold her. And the way she moves, just the way she moves, that's enough to keep me on a slow burn. Keep me on a slow burn. In her high heels, kicking across her dance floor, she's more woman than I could ever ask for. Still there's something in her eyes, in those dark eyes, that's love, and it keeps me on a slow burn. Keeps me on a slow burn. When we touch, the fire breaks out and it rages out of control. And the love we made is so deep, so strong. And when it's over, even when it's over, and the flame dies down, it just dies down to a slow burn, slow burn.
In a high
Slow Burn by T.G. Shepherd. And I revel in that song. What a wonderful experience. So, now, it's time to end the show. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, which is the college station at Emory Henry College in Emory, Virginia, just outside of Abingdon. We're in the southwest tip of Virginia, over 100 miles from Roanoke West. A lot of people think Roanoke is in the far west part of Virginia, and it is in a way, except we're 100 miles west of that. Tonight's Wombat Show had two wombats, and I'm happy with that. I am known as a wombat person, and I got email today from a friend with an article in the New York Times about wombats. So anybody finds a picture of a wombat or a story about them, they send it to me. Feel free. It's hbaia@ehc.edu. You can send me email about wombats or anything else. And now it's time to ask you to join me what I ask you every week. And I want you to join me in celebrating. So please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.